using the word Echaz Eikoi, and the and it's a follow contrast to the kinnah before of Poi. There's this goes kind of Eikoi Oymekaris LaBefetzach, and Eikoi Aftach Sakudim, and so on. I want to explain a little bit the contrast and a little bit the mohus of the word koi. It's an extraordinary word, koi. Nevuah in Klal Yisrael is koi amar Hashem. It says of Moshe Rabbeinu, all Nevi'im were misnabi just with koi. Moshe was misnabi zehadava and koi. And it's hard to understand. Mela the other Nevi'im, the koi is a shortcoming. Koi means be'erech, approximately. This is, I'm paraphrasing. So when I paraphrase somebody, it's not accurate, but it's good enough. At least you get the gist of what he's saying. Moshe Rabbeinu was in a higher daga. He was a spaklai meira, and he was minabe with zehadava, that this is the way it is. So what does it mean he was also misnabi with koi? It's like, somebody says, I can't remember everything a person says, but I can paraphrase it. Fine. Somebody else says, no, I have a fantastic memory. I can give it over verbatim. Good. And the person says, and I can also paraphrase. Well, what's the mila? If you can do it exactly, why would you do it not exactly? And the understanding of the word koi, also in Lashon Kodesh, koi is the kaf hadimyon. It means there are words, ideas that have in themselves, only themselves. What's the phone number? The person gives you the phone number. So the phone number is the phone number. That's it. That's the delineation and the absolute specification are means it, and that's it. Dvar Hashem is always a ladder to climb higher, to extrapolate. It's always something which a person can be done from one inyan to another inyan. If the Dvar Hashem could be packaged, and that's it, that would be Chas V'Shalom, like putting limits around HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ein Sof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is locked into his Diburim as well. And every time we say over something, every time there's a Dvar Hashem, the Dvar Hashem is a koi. It says this and like this. Extrapolate further. Kisela yepoitz patish. Strike it wherever you will. There will be a shower of diamonds. Moshe Rabbeinu's mila was that he could give it over clear with the zehadava, so that there's no ambiguity about the halacha shabbai. But it becomes a koi for something else. Koi Amar Hashem is something which is opens up a stepping stone for learning something else. We only are as big as the musagim we have in front of us. A person can't grow bigger when whatever he has in front of him is limited. If a person never was oimed on a big chacham, never was mishamish a big tam chacham, his sense of how far chachma can go is limited, because he never had that ability. The Beis HaMikdash was the place where the infinite fed into the finite. Every single element in the Beis HaMikdash was a remes for something else. You go through Rishonim, Rabbi Abichayu's Ma'arech Halat, and the Ramah wrote a not known sefer. It's quite a large sefer, Toras Oila, on the Mishkal Toras Chattis, Toras Oila, on describing every single element, the numbers, the amounts, the materials that went into the Mishkan and the Karbanis, and give some sort of hesber about why this particular amount and so on and so forth. The Beis HaMikdash, one thing we lost is the pay that we had. We were able to center on something and say, "This, we're facing this. This is the place," and that's a very central nekuda. But we're missing any ability to go beyond. Whatever we have in this world, good, is limited. It's finite, and we're stunted. It's like a plant growing in a flower pot. How big can a plant grow in a flower pot? A little bigger, give it a little water, more care, more fertilizer. But it's only as big as the flower pot. The Beis HaMikdash was the place where it was a stepping stone for the beyond of Ein Sof. And when we lost it, all the kois, Klal Yisrael was blessed with koi, koi seima, koi sevarech. All of those kois, we became bereft of all of those kois and were stunted and limited to the small people that we are.